Hello, my name is Rafael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client and national public opinion research firm. I would like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with, Isabella Salinas?
Yes, this is. Yeah.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
I'm good. How are you? Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm gonna, I'm gonna ask you some questions about our nation, state, and local community. Okay.
Sure.
All your answers will be
confidential. About how long do you think it'll take to go through?
Might take probably 5 to 10 minutes approximately.
Easy.
But I'll do my best to do this quick. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Now,
no stress. I just wanted to make sure.
You know? Okay. Okay. Thank you. First question: would you prefer to take this survey in English or Spanish?
In English.
English. Thank you. Let's see. In which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia. Pennsylvania, North Carolina, New York, Wisconsin. Thank you.
Yeah, I won't make you go through all 50 to get there.
Okay. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Hispanic Latino.
Hispanic Latino. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
In what year were you born?
1997.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
Almost certain I will vote, or certain,
perfect.
Whatever the highest is.
Okay, gotcha. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
No options for this one?
No. It's open-ended question. So.
Okay, I just want to make sure, yeah. Right now, I think it's the Palestine-Israel conflict.
The Palestine-
And genocide.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I missed that one.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking again about this.
Sorry. Never mind. Keep going.
Okay. And thinking about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Green Party.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. Zero means there's no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means you will definitely vote for them. Donald Trump,
okay.
from 0 to 100.
Zero.
Okay. And let's see the last one. Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
50.
Thank you. Next option. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Democratic.
Thank you. Oh, we're almost at 40% now. Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican, Eric Hobby, or Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
Democrat.
Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Can I say neither?
Okay. Okay, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. President Biden should prioritize and authorize work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essentially jobs and contribute to the economy. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Yes, the sentence. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Yeah, strongly agree.
Okay. Next. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, I strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Okay, and the last it says here, let's see. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Wait, we're saying that he should prioritize?
Let me read it to you again, okay?
Okay, thanks.
I'll read it for you again. No, that's okay, that's okay. President Biden should prioritize work permit and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Strongly agree. Thank you. Let's see. Looks like we're at 50% now, okay, of the survey.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kind of immigrants, okay? For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them.
To protect them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Do you agree or disagree with that statement? Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Agree.
Agree, okay. Let's see. You agree, okay. So strongly agree or somewhat is it?
Strongly agree, sorry.
Thank you. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who passed a background check and are married to American citizens. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as a farm worker. Agree, disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
President Biden, let's see, what did I say? Okay, here it is. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home country due to war, natural disaster, and other dangerous conditions. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Got it. Thank you. Just one moment.
Oh, no worries.
Let's see. Okay. Here it is. Okay, please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would you make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? Okay?
Okay.
Is that much more, less likely, or somewhat more, less likely? Okay, the first question or the first sentence says, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, or much less likely, or somewhat?
Somewhat more likely.
So, I'm sorry?
More likely?
More likely? Much more likely?
So my options are much more likely, somewhat, or less
okay,
likely?
The options, I'm sorry, let me read the entire options, I'm sorry. Yeah, much
okay.
More likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Oh, okay, somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, thank you. A program next one says, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat
more likely.
Somewhat more likely?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now next. Let's see. Oh, with a 60... 7% of the survey. We're almost done. Okay?
Oh, great. Okay.
Yes. And thank you for your time again. Now, a program that grants work permit to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Okay, the next. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Somewhat more likely. Okay. You said somewhat more likely, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. I don't know why this has been this long. Okay.
Oh, no worries. Thank you for doing this. This is important.
Yes, I know. Thank you. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home country due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Next, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
And the next. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely.
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Okay. Now it says, please indicate if you are a very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, okay, internment camps near to the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign that always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned. Somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can you repeat it one more time? I have weird service in here, so sometimes it comes in and out.
Yes. Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats made promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fails to deliver once they have won.
Okay.
Very concerned.
Very concerned.
What concerned? Okay. Now, next one. Donald Trump and Republicans believe cows on the border benefit them politically. Politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide borders, leading to more hate in our community. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, little concerned, not at all concerned.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, almost at 80%. Now, I'm going to read this. We're almost done. Now,
Nothing. You can keep going. Sorry.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Okay? Let's see. Okay, the first one says, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Okay? Now, which approach comes closer to your own view? First option, Biden approach much closer. Biden approach somewhat closer. Trump approach somewhat closer. Trump approach much closer.
Biden approach much closer.
Thank you. And after, we're at 80 now, and after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Green Party.
Thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Let's see. Yes. Let me see. Okay, the first option says yes, an acquaintance. Yes, a friend. Yes, a coworker. Yes, a family member. Yes, but I prefer not to specify or no.
Yes, but not specify.
Thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? First option, Univision or Telemundo, Spanish language radio programs, TikTok, Fox News channels or websites, MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites, Facebook, WhatsApp, or let's see, ON or Newsmax, YouTube, Instagram, none of the above.
Let's hear. Telemundo y Univision, TikTok, MSNBC, and CNN. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes, okay? Now,
okay.
From which country or territory, let's see, what's the question? Okay, here it is. From which country or territory does your family trace in their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal, or other?
Mexico, other.
Thank you. Now, when you say other, what other country is that?
The Czech Republic in Europe.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Czech Republic, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
United States mainland.
Thank you. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
In another country. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's see. What language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English. Always English, more English than Spanish. Spanish and English equally, more Spanish and English, always Spanish, or something else?
More Spanish than English.
More Spanish than English. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what? Democrat, independent, or other Republican?
Maybe other. I don't know.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party? Closer to Republican, closer to Democrat, or neither or independent?
Closer to Democrat.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Liberal.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduated, vocational or technical school, some college but not degree, associate degree, four-year college graduated or bachelor's degree, graduated school or advanced degree?
Bachelor's degree, four-year.
I'm sorry?
The four-year degree, bachelor's.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
What is your religion, if any? Protestant, Lutheran, Catholic, Evangelical, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, atheist.
I'm not religious.
Not religious, okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Isabella.
Isabella. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated, okay, for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and deep and open-ended way. Can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study in that way, and that we might contact you in the future?
Do you know, you maybe don't know, but would you know if that would be scheduled or would they just call random?
You know what, I'm not really sure, but I probably will think that they probably will keep your number and name for future researches. And it might be an any day or any time that they might call.
Sure. You can put me as sure. Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Now, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, Isabella, and have a great day. Thank you for your time. I know I did 5 to 10 minutes, but at the end I took like almost 30 minutes, so I apologize.
Okay.
I was not expecting all this long. Okay, then. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much. You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Adios.
Bye. Adios.